hello, darlings. This is Donna Sugars from the Big Silly Homo Podcast. Come check out my new episode, titled Episode 32, Beam Me Up, Hottie, at BigSillyHomo.com. Well, girls, the reason I was audio-booing is because I had a very disturbing dream, and I have these all the time. But I felt it necessary to talk about this one because I've been called crazy on Twitter. Let's see. So I had a dream that I'm at my house, and there's a bunch of these random-ass people there. So, for some reason, we are hiding out from some zombies, and we decided, we have to kill some of these people because we do not have enough food to feed all these people, and I don't know these random strangers. So, at one point, I was on a horse, and I trampled this man who, he looked very familiar. I'm not going to say who he is because it's not right. Then, I'm talking to this Asian girl who we were talking about killing her, and she got all pissy, and her parents were, across the street, and I'm like, your parents have been across the street the whole time. You need to just go over there, bitch. And then, I was playing the piano on the curb. We were just, laying down keys, playing on the cement curb. And I'm like, we need to go find a real piano. So, we go to the local high school. And at this point, my entire group turns into the cast of Saved by the Bell. Lisa, and fucking the bitch with the curly hair that was the stripper in that movie. And that ugly one who... Oh, Mario Lopez. Yeah, Mario Lopez, the ugly one. And then there was Zach Morris, who was looking all sexy with his giant phone. And so, we get there, and I'm walking through the boys' locker room, because I'm a slut that way. And this little girl comes out and bites my arm. So I'm freaking out. So I've got this black and blue bruise from where she bit me. And then I start bleeding from the mouth, and I'm getting dizzy, and I'm you guys gotta go. And of course they're all sitting there going, oh no, we can save you, we can totally save you. Like all horror movies, because they're retarded. And I turn into a zombie, and it's really creepy because it was still me inside my head, and I'm going, run, bitches! But of course, I'm a zombie, so I'm not actually saying run, bitches. And then I start attacking, and of course, Lisa, being the sensitive one, was like, oh, let me help you! Oh my god! Oh, you're bleeding! And of course, I kill her first. And I rip off her arm, and I'm eating her arm. It was the most graphic, fucked up dream I have ever had. At one point, I am gnawing on the neck of the principal, which is kind of gross, because if I'm going to be gnawing on some sexy neck, I want to be gnawing on some Zach Morris neck. Not Zach Morris now, when he was in that horrible cop show, but I'm talking about Zach Morris back then, when he was a sexy daddy. So, very weird dream. So, if you're a therapist out there, please interpret my dream and let me know how crazy I am. Are there any pills that I could take to help with the crazy? Please let me know. God knows I love some pills. Okay, well, send me an email, girls. Donna@BigSillyHomo.com. Kisses. Mwah.